Hello, and welcome to Exhortations. This is a podcast brought to you by the Ooliga Church of Christ in Ooliga, Oklahoma. My name is Russ Earl, and I will be your host. Our topic today is the Christian influence. When we think about the Christian influence, we find the Bible has a lot to say about the Christian and how we can influence others today. We look at Matthew 5 and verse 13. Christ says that Christians are the salt of the earth. And we know that salt is able to preserve things, is able to save things, and Christians are able to save others by spreading the gospel message. And so the Christian is indeed the salt of the earth. The Christian also is the light of the world, Matthew 5, verse 14. We know the light influences darkness by making it disappear. You know, when we turn a light, the darkness goes away. And so the Christian is the light of the world. We cause the darkness to be cast away. And we are able to, by our influence, by spreading the gospel message, bring the light of Christ into the world. We also know that a Christian wife is commanded to win her non-Christian husband to the Lord by her godly living, by her godly influence. We find that 1 Peter 3, verses 1 and 2. How can we have a good influence today? Well, we can do so by not being a stumbling block. We find this in Romans 14 and verse 13. We are commanded not to put a stumbling block in our brother's way. We also can be a good influence by being uncompromising. Jude verse 3 tells us to contend earnestly for the faith. So a Christian can be a good influence by not being a stumbling block, by being uncompromising, and also by showing our faith by our works. James 2 and verse 18 tells us that he says there, show me thy faith apart from thy works, and I by my works will show thee my faith. So we can see that we can show our faith by our works. A Christian shouldn't just be a Christian on Sunday or on Wednesday, but we should be Christians 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, showing our faith by our works and by our life. We can be a good influence by serving the needs of others. Matthew 23 and verse 11 says, but he that is greatest among you shall be your servant. So we should be those who serve others, willing to serve others and to help them. Also, we must remember that our influence lives after we are gone, lives after we have died. Our influence, whether good or bad, will continue to live forever, affecting the world and those who come after us. Revelation 14 and verse 13 tells us, for their works follow them. So we know that our influence continues after this life. So we must leave a good influence. The influence of parents in the lives of their children also will continue on after they have passed away. 1 Timothy 1 and verse 5 tells us, Paul speaking to Timothy concerning his mother and his grandmother says, and I am persuaded and persuaded in thee also, talking about the faith of his mother and grandmother, he is persuaded, is in Timothy also. So we think about our Christian influence. We know that there are many today who are waiting for the Christian to fail, waiting for the Christian to stumble. But as Christians today, we must be aware of our influence. As we think about our influence, let's go to 1 Timothy chapter 4, and let's look at verse 12. Where Paul, speaking to Timothy, says there in 1 Timothy 4 and verse 12, let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. We are commanded to be an example. Timothy was commanded to be an example, to be something to be followed, to have a good influence upon those who be watching him. He says there in verse 12, but be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. Because we know there is hard today, and was no doubt difficult during this time period as well, to find those who are good examples, and good examples in all of these areas. You notice he mentions there to be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. We could take any one of those words and create a whole lesson concerning that word. But we want to be good examples today. We want to be those who are a good influence to those around us. And we thank you for being with us here today on Exhortations. And we will close with our motto verse, Hebrews 3 and verse 13, where the Bible says, "But exhort one another daily, while it's called today, lest any of you be hardened through deceitfulness of sin." Thank you for listening today, and be sure to tune in next week for another episode of Exhortations.